This is Akashvani, the news read by Sahira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Modi today inaugurated the Seva Tirth complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Tirth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi approved PM Rahat scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crores, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi signed important files relating to important decisions for farmers, women, youth and vulnerable citizens. Mr. Modi's first decisions from Seva Tirth reflect a spirit of Seva and touch every section of the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Seva Tirth, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 mark an important milestone in India's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. Addressing a gathering at Seva Tirth complex in Delhi, Mr. Modi said these reflect the government's commitment to citizen-centric governance and national progress. He said people are witnessing new history being made today. He said they are all entering Seva Tirth and Kartavya Bhavan with the resolve to achieve Viksit Bharat.
आज हम सभी विकसित भारत का संकल्प लेकर सेवा तीर्थ में कर्तव्य भवन में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं अपने लक्ष्य में विजयी होने का दैवीय आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है यहां से जो फैसले होंगे वो किसी महाराजा की सोच को नहीं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की अपेक्षाओं को आगे बढ़ाने का आधार होंगे बनेंगे इसी अमृत भावना के साथ आज मैं ये सेवा तीर्थ एक कर्तव्य भवन भारत की जनता को समर्पित कर रहा हूं
Meanwhile, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has described the unveiling of Seva Tirth as a historic moment. Home Minister Amit Shah has also termed the inauguration of the new Prime Minister's office, Seva Tirth, as historic. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both Houses of Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of next month, after a three-week recess. The first part of the session had begun on the 28th of last month, while with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both the houses. The second phase will continue till the 2nd of April. In the Lok Sabha, on the final day of the first phase of the session today, when the House met after the adjournment at 12 noon, several ministers laid papers related to their ministry on the table. After that, Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray adjourned the House for a recess to meet again next month. In the Rajya Sabha, proceedings during both zero hour and question hour were conducted smoothly on the final day of the first phase of the budget session today. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the upper house, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, continuous efforts are being made to address every problem faced by the farmers across the country. Later, the upper house too was adjourned for a recess to meet again next month. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has said that the current global geopolitical environment has become competitive, conflict-ridden and technology-driven, leading to widespread instability across the world. In such circumstances, it is essential for India to adopt an independent and balanced strategic stance. General Chauhan was delivering the keynote address at the Jai Se Vijay seminar organized by the Indian Army Southern Command in Pune today. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit being hosted by India from the 16th to the 20th of February. They include President of France Emmanuel Macron, Brazil's President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castellón, President of Switzerland Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and Prime Minister of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramakulam, among others. On the occasion of World Radio Day, a national-level special program is being jointly organized today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, by Akashvani and UNESCO. The program was inaugurated by Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Vishnu Deosai. The theme of this year's World Radio Day is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.